Scott Lackman, Principal and Licensee, Richardson & Wrench, Caboolture and Moray Field is in the studio to give us the final wrap of real estate for the year. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Deb and listeners. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Well, Scott, what's been happening in the local real estate scene and what might we expect to see in 2025?
It's been an interesting 12 months, Deb. I'll give you a bit of an overall of Queensland and talk about Moreton Bay particularly. But Queensland's rapidly rising residential property prices. They did stabilise over the last quarter, sort of July to September. A wave of the spring sales began settling, so we get to find out statistics of what happened. Annual house price growth remained impressive across the state. Some regions saw slight quarter-on-quarter dips, but which may have suggested a slowdown rather than a halt in price growth, but things still going good around Queensland. The Gold Coast, Brisbane, Cairns, though our house markets showing signs of stabilisation, but areas like Mackay, Noosa, Townsville, they still had some good growth. In Greater Brisbane, prices continued on a bit of a steady accent, Redlands reaching a medium of 900,000. Our own Moreton Bay, a medium house price are now at 820,000. And Ipswich remains a good reputation for value for money. It's around that 695,000. But prospective buyers out there chasing a house under the $500,000 mark, opportunities have become increasingly limited, if not impossible now. The medium days on market continue to drop. Queensland houses still now selling within 21 days. And for the Moreton Bay region, that's at 27 days on market. Prices not soaring as high as they have in recent years, but the market reflects that we've sustained a pretty good demand and resilience in our region, that things are still going pretty good. The last quarter that demonstrates that stabilisation around and in the market, and it's a positive sign for that going into the new year, we still have a bit of a rhythm and a bit of a pace that we can still keep going into the new year. And Queensland still seems to be on the map for Southeast Queensland, particularly Moreton Bay, for our lifestyle and still our affordability. Although we're talking close to $800,000 for a house compared to some other areas, we're still shining in a good light. There's probably more some buyers with their budgets. They're maybe looking towards units as an appeal. Maybe a bit cheaper to get into a unit or a townhouse option rather than a house. And that depends on location and what their lifestyle's up to. But another interesting thing: the average loan size for a first home buyer has increased to about $535,000. So that's up about 10% in the last 12 months, which means first home buyers are sort of looking for a $500,000 loan. They're looking around that $650,000 to $700,000 to buy their first home. There's other speculation about interest rates cuts. Maybe some buyers are still sitting on the fence, seeing if interest rates cut in the new year. But I think we're on a bit of a steady trajectory into 2025. As a bit of a snapshot, over the last year, Caboolture specifically, houses are around $720,000 as a medium price. And over the last 12 months, that price has sort of increased by about 16%. And for units, the average price for a unit around town, Caboolture specific, is about $380,000. So they've gone up about 9.8% in the last 12 months. But overall, my crystal ball used to be pretty clear, Deb and listeners, but I think it's just a steady continuation of the real estate market. And we always have said over the years, Moreton Bay region and in our area, Caboolture specific, is still a great place for lifestyle, for work, live and play. And we're still affordable in other respects around Southeast Queensland. And Yeah, the crystal ball used to be clear. It's a little bit faded, but I think just steady as she goes in the new year. And if you're ever considering, buying a property, try to deal with an accredited Real Estate Institute of Queensland member, and always look for advice and get some legal advice from a solicitor if you're looking to get into the market, and be prepared with your budgeting, which helps with your finance and borrowing. And all I can say is there's not a lot of stock around. And if that continues, we might still see prices increase steadily across the region. But I appreciate all the updates through this year, Deb, and 101.5, and look forward to see what real estate looks like in the new year.
And that was Scott Lackman, Principal and Licensee, Richardson & Wrench, Caboolture Morayfield. Scotty, thanks for joining us and keeping our community connected.
All good. Thank you for the opportunity, Deb.
You're welcome. And to listen again, jump onto the 101.5 FM website and search podcast.